This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. A reminder for those of you all who've been meaning to do this but haven't had time, and we'll get around to it. The deadline to file your taxes is 2 weeks away on April 18th. That is, unless you live in one of a handful of states where the deadline has been extended because of severe weather. Now, if you are expecting a refund, expect that it'll be smaller this year. So far, according to the IRS, the average refund is about 10% less than what it was last year. That works out to about $400 per refund. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
I don't know too many people who love tax season. Maybe just Mark Stieber.
It's a very exciting time.
It is his job. He's chief tax information officer at Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. This year, though, is maybe a little less exciting.
This year's been quite an anomalous year for many taxpayers.
Because many filers are getting smaller refunds than they did last year, and smaller than they expected. That's not a surprise to Stieber or anyone in the tax world, but it has been for a lot of people filing.
Most taxpayers are pretty short-memoried. They think this year's tax return will look a lot like last year's, and that's the bar. So when it doesn't, they get very concerned and very surprised.
There's one main reason refunds are notably smaller this year.
Largely because temporary pandemic relief has dropped out of the tax code.
Erica York at the Tax Foundation says last year, a lot of people got extra money in their refunds from the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit. Both of those were expanded temporarily to help people through the pandemic. Some taxpayers also got stimulus payments they'd previously missed out on. This year, there's none of that.
It's a pretty big change, especially for lower income families.
The expansion of the child tax credit alone increased the income of the poorest families by about 10%, she says. And for many low and middle income families,
their tax refund is the largest single payment they receive all year, and it can represent a pretty big share of their total annual income.
So when the size of that refund changes, especially unexpectedly, York says it can have a big effect on people's budgets. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.